We're in Billy's, which is a place. This is the post match show, by the way. After Wrexham, Liverpool 1, Wrexham 0. We might talk about the game. I've got JJ Devaney, I've got Vanessa Jones, and I've got Justin Wells. Vanessa runs the OLSC for Brooklyn. She won't like the word runs, but she'll roll with the punches. Justin runs the OLSC for New York City and has been part of putting this whole event on here today. That's gone really well. And JJ, whilst doing a fair bit of podcasting himself about football and other matters, also hosted part of the event here today. So I thought it was great to get us together to discuss post-match. But for me, post-match means doing the whole day, Justin, which has been a lot of graft, it's worth saying. But to see the event in full flow from when Keir went on right the way through until when Ian Rush finished with Tash Dowie, it was worth doing.
It was very rewarding. First off, I think, you know, you and I were speaking about this. The diffuse nature of people when they're standing around, the second that any note of live music comes around, they will flock to it. The room was just packed for Keo. It felt like, you know, I think it just really put the day off to a really good vibe. And, you know, it's just been, like I
packed,
said,
by the way, I want to say this is important. Packed is thousands. Yeah. Packed isn't like, oh, there was 150 people.
No.
Packed is thousands here today.
Yeah, this room fits 1,500 people, and I think it had 1,500 people. Like, you know, worked out to the best of my wildest imagination. So very, very glad and happy that people made me feel good, and I hope that it made people feel good.
Vanessa, the whole few days we've been here since Monday, Jordan being here since Sunday doing some filming with your supporters club, has felt like quite the act of devotion, really, for everyone who's been part of it. You know, there's been a real desire, I think, from everyone in New York and in New York circles to have this come as well as it can for the people in New York and coming to New York who support Liverpool.
I mean, it's been fantastic, right? We loved that you were able to come see, witness basically the living embodiment of You Never Walk Alone. We always just kind of want to take care of everyone around here, including the events that Justin has done a fantastic job, you guys coming in. I love that we were able to kind of hit every aspect of supporters, non-supporters, and just trying to give back to the community, basically.
And JJ, you did the hardest job in show business. I say this because I've done it, which is a room full of people stood up who've just been listening to lots and lots of live music, who, as an additional detail, cannot see your face. You have to be able to speak to them and keep the room ticking over. You did that with Seamus, with Ian Rush, and with Tash Dowie. Which one of them do you think will be best at lifting you up and throwing you across the room?
listen, you summed it up perfectly, Neil, beforehand. You said, you asked me, did I enjoy that? And I say, I think I endured it. Look, it was fantastic to have Seamus up there, the doyen now of Liverpool in America. Natasha was fantastic, and there are no words for Ian Rush. There are literally no words. That is pretty much. But I think a lot of people had a lot of fun. It was a little bit chaotic at the end, where there was much grabbing and thrusting towards a 68-year-old man who we must treasure and protect for his signature. It got so weird that there was a guy who had a picture of Ian Rush in a absolute vintage Ariston Juventus away jersey from God knows what game. Rushy couldn't tell what game it was from, who wanted a signature. So that this was the levels of engagement we had tonight.
Oh, I've got it. Actually, another good one. There was a woman who walked up to Rushy with a picture of her as a baby, and she said to him, "You signed this 39 years ago."
I mean, what's Rushy meant to do with this?
I mean, get it signed again?
Sign it again, yeah.
Sign it again. It's a 40th birthday gift to oneself.
The whole end of the night reminded me of the collapsing scenery in the Biden administration, where an elderly man needed to be whisked off stage very, very quickly before the hordes got to him.
There we are.
Well, there we go.
There we go. There we go, Vanessa.
There we go. How else do you end that?
How else do you end it? Well, and then that leaves everyone, leaves Billy's, goes across to go to Yankee Stadium for the match. 42,000, I think. People weren't expecting actually that the attendance to be that many. I think, Vanessa, in the end, the number kicks up. That's pretty close to a sellout. I think it's only 2,000 or 3,000 short. I don't quite understand the architecture of baseball stadia. It looks like it should be more, the capacity, but 42,000 in there, seeing about two-thirds Liverpool, one-third Wrexham. That fair?
Yeah, I would say so. It's been historically always Liverpool fans when they've played at Yankee Stadium. The first one I went to was in 2014 14 against City, and it was just all Liverpool fans. So to see that continue for over 10 years is just fantastic. I mean, the city is red, right? The Empire State Building said so, and we said so.
That was the way in which it went last night. It's a funny team when it drops, Justin. The first thing I noticed, because I'm constantly a cynic, is he only has 9 outfield substitutes, which isn't ideal because it means someone's going to have to play all the way through as it wears on. But I thought you got to see again, especially in the first 5 minutes. It was not a good first half. This is not a classic football match. It's not even a classic pre-season game. But I thought you got to see in patches again how, whilst you could still write it down as a similar formation, it's going to be a little bit different under Iriola than how it has been under Schloss.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the two at the base of the midfield are definitely allowed to compress the pitch a bit further forward. I thought there was a really nice turn of play where Szoboszlai advances the ball very quickly to Harvey Elliott, who plays in Josh Abe for what I think is probably the game's actual best chance really early on. But you could definitely see that there's that they're definitely trying to compress the pitch. I mean, I know that you in the review talk about playing on a coffee table. This feels a lot closer to that than Arne Slot's a bit trying to be more expansive and controlled. So you definitely saw more probable minutes from Dom Szoboszlai and Harvey Elliott than you might want to in the second preseason game he played on a really humid night. But it also just kind of felt like needs must, because I don't think he was going to push Gravenberg, Wiertzer, Izak into service tonight.
Just quick on Elliott. I thought he was really bright again. I thought he was probably the most eye-catching Liverpool attacker over the course of the game, Justin.
Yeah, no, he looked just amazingly good at turning into space. He looked really good at actually just trying to actually, you know, do things that 10 would do. Try to get really close to the 9. He did well with Kumis, trying to get close to him and playing him in. Tried to play the ball out wide into the wings. Like, overall, I was really impressed with how he played, and there was just a lot of energy and purpose to what he was doing.
He looked like a guy with a point to prove. He looked like a man who hadn't had anything to do in the last season. And I mean, he literally did not. And he looked like someone who, you said he was bright. I think he was bright. I think there was a general sense throughout the team of forward looking. Every time they got the ball, the eyes went forward. And that's something that you wanted to see as well. He performed an unbelievable little bit of skill in the second half on a field which, can I say, is fucking atrocious. It's atrocious. And if anything, you're delighted that there were not more senior pros, guys that you expect to start 90 minutes from the start of the season, that had to endure that surface. And when we saw in the second...
And it deteriorated. It didn't start well, but my God, was it getting worse before
it got
your eyes.
Worse. It got worse and worse before your eyes. And then when you had the appalling vista of Ryan Ingamoa on one side and Frimpong on the same side going into that baseball outfield, and you're like, let's just get this game over with. Let's make sure we get bodies off the field. But to go back to Harvey Elliott, the amazing bit of play he had, lovely touch with the outside of his heel, and then the pitch serves him up this huge divot, and he does this Jackie Chan kung fu to try and get a through ball in. I thought he looked like a guy that really was desperate to prove something to somebody, to anybody. And I think he did that tonight in as much as you can in a game that was a non-event.
It feels a little bit like, to me, obviously the defining incident insofar as there needs to be one is the goal, Vanessa. And it feels like it was the score of that, maybe if we'd have done a poll beforehand, might have been the one that everyone wanted. Yes, it's deflection. Yes, it's a horrible deflection, loops right over the goalkeeper. But everyone wanted to see Rio get a goal, be involved. He didn't do much else, but when he does that, the crowd gets to chant his name. Everyone gets to say they saw Rio and Gamboa score a goal.
I mean, it's magical to watch him do it, right? He's definitely the next rising, and it's great from the last time I saw him at the Chelsea match, a much different atmosphere. But I won't lie to you, I was actually in the restroom, which seems to be my my thing. Every time I'm in the bathroom, they score, so you're welcome.
we're putting Vanessa in the bathroom for the entirety of the season.
I did watch the replay of it, and it looks a little sloppy, but, you know, we're happy it's Rio. It's preseason. Just glad that we didn't lose like United.
Yeah, and Evan.
I think if we're talking about, you know, performances tonight or trying to clean anything from a game that you should probably not try to make declarative statements, I would say Ndweke at centre-back. There was something about him that I like. Now, he had that moment in the first half. He gives the ball away that nearly lets Wrexham in. A better side is going to punish you. But Iriola left him on for the entirety of the game.
Yeah.
He looked constantly, like he wanted the ball, wanted to be involved. He's 6'6", 18 years of age. There's something there, and there's something I saw tonight at Yankee Stadium, and I can't wait to be wrong.
I thought the centre-half partner also plays well, Justin, and the goal actually stems from him being really front-footed.
Yeah, there was a lot of times where basically we're playing in the press and again, trying to stay compact, and he's stepping up and taking the space that you would expect really a six to be in, or one of the pivots to be in, and it's just keeping Wrexham penned. And you want to see that from your center halves. Like, if you're going to be an aggressive pressing team, your center halves have to keep a high line, and they have to make sure that they're going to go win the ball and not let anything get over them. Luke Chambers did a lot of that. I don't know his future into this football club, but if he actually plays like that and keeps that going, he's going to have a career someplace. And, you know, that's what you want to see out of young players, even if they're not going to make it for you. You want to see your academy projects be good.
Well, there's another reality where we walk away from this game and we think Obe should definitely have opened the scoring. Kumas could have had a goal as well. We could have had a goal from Dom Sabislay. And you're looking 3-4-0 and thinking, whoa, that there's something from these younger players here. But we go away tonight thinking, all right, fair enough. I like what you showed us, but very hard to take anything, I mean, substantive from it.
What I've got to take from it, Vanessa, is I think it's one, let's be clear about this. We talked about the pitch. They also were not able to fly in last night because of the weather.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be a punchier lineup in Chicago. I think it's fair to say that. It's reasonable to say that. I think it's one that they'll be happy to have got out the way. And one that they'll be glad of as just an exercise. Ultimately, it can sound a bit trite, this, where everyone ran around a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine getting off a plane after expecting to land here and then you have about 5 hours to prep for a match. I just can't. I wasn't expecting their best performance, obviously, because I think you need that downtime in between all the press and everything else going on. So I think Chicago's going to be much punchier, much quicker, much faster, and I'm excited to see it. I mean, always grateful they come over here and let the fans have an opportunity to see first players, but I'm excited for Chicago, and I think you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think for New York, it was a case of get in, do what you have to do, and get out. There was a moment again where we saw Dominic Sabislay slightly hobbled, and you're like, all right, okay, this is the crack's over now, lads. Off you come. And that's a shame, really, because I do think it is in part to the surface, the dimensions of the field, and you want to come to New York and have a scenario where you're playing on a surface, you're playing on a field that is, you can actually test your team and let the horses gallop a little bit. That's not the case here tonight. And ironically, the next time that it may be the case is when City Football Group complete their stadium in Queens. So, yeah.
I think somehow the music here just got louder. I think that basically...
And a loud train's going past.
I know.
Does that make it even more evocative?
Yeah, I mean, well, welcome to an incredibly large, busy city. I think it's also just the weather played a factor too. It is incredibly humid. I mean, I also just might be sweating because of how much I've run around today. But that wasn't exactly the best playing condition. So, you know, it's one of those where get in, get 90 minutes under the legs, get a winning feeling. I don't think that, you know, giving people a show, it's something you'd love and it's something you'd like to do when you're doing these tours. But you know what? Not every single football match is going to be a classic.
But also Justin's part of that. Let's remember this. Everyone's wise to that. What I would say about these things now is you're not kidding anyone. I actually find the half-time screaming into the microphone, this thing matters more than life itself, to be cloying, not just for me as, oh, I'm from Liverpool and I'm so fucking cool. Like, yous are all watching all the games. You know the games that matter. This woman trying to cue this up as, and here's the 45 minutes that'll define everyone's life at half-time. I was just like, calm yourself down, because everyone's in on it. Everyone knows what it is. Everyone knows what they're bought into. You know, there might be a few people who might would like there to be one or two more bigger names, extending if you brought kids, and I think that's fair enough. But apart from that, everyone knows it's a preseason game and what that means.
No, it's one of those where, you know, your esteemed partner, Mr. John Gibbons, went viral for talking about the circus coming to town every 2 weeks at Liverpool. Yeah. This is the circus coming to town every few years, but it's not in a pejorative. Yeah. It's the circus and you want to go. You know, some people want to be the ringmaster under the big top. Unfortunately, I claim that, you know, role for myself sometimes. But some people just want to see an elephant and some trapeze.
Yeah, no, that's what it comes down to. Listen, finish with the three of you. The key part about all of this is when they do get to come to the US, JJ. I think it's important to get in front of as many people who want to come as possible. Understand it's a bit of a difficult moment post-World Cup on this one, but it's good that they're able to do that. It's good to be able to pull all this together. It's great to see so many Liverpool supporters all in one place. I don't just mean the ground, I also mean in here.
Listen, it's absolutely fantastic. This is a win. This is a win despite anything that happens on the field, to get Liverpool supporters together like this, and also for the club to acknowledge how much this city in particular cares about the football club. There are supporters who will be up at all hours of the morning, going to the bars that we go to. However,
7:30 match? You don't love a 7:30 match?
7:30. Listen, 7:30s have been curbed since I've had a child, but it's important for the club to do this. It's important to treat the American support as more than just a cash machine, as more than just some kind of part of a larger global entity. And I think the club needs to continue to do this. And it's fantastic for everybody here together. And it's a shared passion. It's a shared joy. Look, we're here. It's beautiful weather. The D train is flying by. There's a club out here. There's beers on the way.
There's a club down there.
Life is.
There's a club down there. There's a club over here. There's a club on the train. And to your point, JJ, I think it's been fantastic. The amount of people I've just gotten a hello on the train from, wearing a scarf or a hat or any kind of emblem. And to your point, I think the club really did a great job reaching out this year to really include all the supporters.
I think that's crucial as well. I won't speak for you guys who are on the insides of things, but from the outside, I would say the club has been, in the past, negligent of that. And it's good to see them, because the supporters club on the ground, who do fantastic work. I mean, just to talk about Brooklyn for a second, the official supporters club in Brooklyn, like the work they do in the community, as Liverpool supporters, for the most needy, for immigrants, for the people who need it the most, is fantastic. It should be acknowledged, and you guys should always have first conversation with the club when they come to the States.
It's all gone well. They won the match, and you can now finally relax.
Oh, I'm so excited for that. Like an idiot, I didn't take tomorrow off from work, so basically the second that I finish working tomorrow, I might be asleep until we actually kick off against Leeds in Chicago.
Excellent stuff. Listen, it's been a pleasure. It's been great in Billy's across the board. Really good today. Keo, fantastic. Really enjoyed him earlier on today. Thank you very much indeed to Vanessa, to JJ, and to Justin. Whatever it is you're up to, don't watch it back if you haven't watched it live. Watch the highlights. Watch the highlights. Listen to this. Read my words. Craig and Keo might be doing something as well. That's all you need. Trust me, that's all you need, because the real stuff matters. But this is the real stuff as well.